Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw a pot of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
That's Ken Heat bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Rick Newman's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of the new book, Liberty for All, A Manifesto for Reclaiming Financial and Political Freedom. Rick, thanks again for being here. One of the things that, by the way, you want to give us a website for the book?
RickJNewman.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. Pretty easy. One of the things that I wanted to you and I to discuss for a second is the difference between freedom and liberty. Those two words are interchanged, and you talk about them in your book, and I think you think of them pretty close to the same way I think of them. When I think of freedom, I think of freedom is from God, and meaning that human beings when you're born, you should be allowed to be free. To not be enslaved, to not have other people tell you what you can do and can't do. Liberty, to me, is a contract that we give to each other. And that can vary by country. That can, it can be different. But to me, liberty is not, you aren't responsible for my freedom, but you are part of my access to liberty. As another citizen, whether it be through contract, either physical contract or just something that's just accepted. What do you think?
Well, you just said something interesting. You said liberty to me is, and this is a problem I confronted as I was doing this research. And I didn't just riff here. I spent a lot of time researching. Right. There are experts who have gone back millennia, really, and say what is freedom and liberty meant to different people. These are actually not easy words to define, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
People disagree, and this is the problem, because what's liberty to me might be oppression to you, and we're seeing this play out in real terms right now with this measles outbreak in California, mm-hmm. where the parents who have said, we have the freedom to choose not to vaccinate our children,
right.
And we're now in a situation where one set of people exercising that freedom, what they think is a freedom, is actually impacting the freedom of another set of people, which is the parents of the kids who are exposed to these people. So this is why we that try to set some rules.
But it is though, kind of what I was saying was that it's something that we do with each other. We it's a contract that we give to each other, and but I have to accept, and you have to accept it, and I have to accept it. In the case of the measles example, as you say, some people are accepting it, some people aren't.
Right, and this is why we have civil institutions that make rules that try to, if they're doing their job right, try to protect the liberty, as many liberties as possible, while making the fewest number of people get harmed. And the best example I could think of is speed limits. I mean, some people might argue, I have the right to drive 150 miles per hour if I want. Well, not really, because that poses an unacceptable risk to other people. So let me tell you I'll just tell you real quick about how I define these two terms. Liberty is sort of the broader term, and I define that as the ability to make of your life what you wish within reasonable constraints. And then I define freedom as access to the resources necessary to enjoy liberty.
Exactly.
I'm defining this in economic terms and saying
I completely
liberty
agree.
Is really the ability to find opportunity and make your life better on your own.
And when you said liberty is pursuing your life within certain boundaries or terms, I forgot whatever you said. That is what I meant by contract, what we give to each other, what we say to each other. And that could be the Constitution. It could be a local statute, whatever it may be. But I like your example of the measles in this discussion because you said in the last segment, we've got all these institutions that have popped up over the last 50 years. We need to figure out how to live our lives without being so dependent upon them. But isn't that really the main challenge that we have? Is how do we balance my liberty and what's best for the whole, right?
Yes, and that question has has been debated and fought over since the founding of the country and before.
Right.
It's never going to be definitively decided because society changes. I mean, another good example is gay rights. 100 years ago, it was considered an imposition on the freedom of the majority, in a way, for gay people to express themselves the same as other people. And that has changed. I mean, we've seen that change. And, you know, civil institutions change very slowly, but they do change. And now I think the balance today is gay people have the freedom, if you will, to express themselves the same as other people. And we have basically decided as a society that, no, that does not impinge on other people's freedom. Now, a lot of people don't agree with that, but this is how society evolves. And we never have perfect definitions of liberty and freedom. We argue about this all the time, and we have civil institutions that do their best to decide it, and then we have to decide, do we want to live with those decisions, or do we want to oppose those decisions and accept the consequences of opposing them?
Well, and like you said, with the measles, I may be on your side when it comes to you fighting for your right to be different and to oppose the man, right, the big brother, but I also don't want your child to be in the same class uninoculated with my child, who is inoculated.
And I think the easy decision is the one where you expressing your liberty poses no risk to me and imposes no cost on me. Those are the easy decisions.
Right.
That's no problem. That's
right.
You know, for the most part, that's free speech, for example.
But in your book, you talk about how this being able to accomplish all that is getting more difficult, right?
And we've made a hash of it. We define self as liberty as just doing whatever I feel like, what's my own interest. That's a mistake.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back. I'm going to get Rick to just say straight away what we should be doing to reclaim our liberties. Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.